innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. Steve here. And this is episode 280. And joining me today, I got Brian.
Hey, what's up?
And I got Renee.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not too much, man. It's been a hell of a week. It's been a lot of shit going on over here.
Oh, yeah.
But let's start with Brian. What's good, dude?
As I was saying to you right before we started, it's like this would be the day that my kids decide they don't want to go down for bed at all, both nap time and now, right as we were about to do this thing. They were all like half asleep when I was in there, and then they're like bouncing around the second I leave the room.
Oh, children. That sounds about right. That sounds like what they do.
Especially at that age.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, been good. Watched some stuff and played a lot of Star Wars Fallen Order.
Nice.
Beat the game twice.
Very cool.
I need a little bit of a break before I go back to it.
Of course.
Especially because, like, it's once you get all, like, the Force unlockables, like the double jump and, like, the Force pull and push, and then you start back at the beginning and you're like, wait, I don't have it right now? No.
You know, and it's like you got so used to it and they didn't take it away.
Yeah, you get it for like all of like 5 minutes at like the last like two levels, and then it's like, oh, okay.
Like, you had it for a second, not anymore.
Especially because one of my favorite things to do in that game, once you get the Force pull, is like pull the Stormtrooper into you and just like gut him with the fucking lightsaber.
Yeah, it's not a bad
move. Pull him in and just stab, like, ooh. One of my favorite things about that game, too, is, like, once, after, like, the surrounding troops, like, go attack you, and, like, you leave, like, one guy left, and he's like, wait, I'm on my own? And he's like, I could do this. And I was like, no, you can't. So, played that a lot, like I said. Watched some stuff. I watched Peacemaker, which we'll get into later on the show.
Yep, we'll definitely get into that in a little bit.
Before we talk about it, I'm just going to end that part of the conversation on it is so fucking good.
Yep.
it's been a week. Hanging around the house and watching shit, and I got videos back up on the website. I gotta post the Stormtrooper one on my website tonight.
Nice.
First time ever cutting myself on camera playing with action figures.
How does that happen?
I don't know. And it's funny. It's like I was talking about how pristine white the Stormtrooper is.
That's such a nice figure too, man. It's oh my god, it's beautiful.
I guess the edge of the armor on his leg gave me like a paper cut, but it was bleeding and I didn't know. Like, I felt it. I'm like, oh, and I like shake it off.
Oh, that happens when you're doing the Warhammer stuff. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, like the edges of the plastic are like so hard, it cuts through your skin. Yeah, I've had that happen a couple times.
And I'm going like, you know, this figure's such pristine white, and then like, I'm trying to hide the fact they got blood all over it. It somehow didn't pick up on camera, which is good.
Oh, that would have been fantastic to see a fucking video of just bloody, a bloody Stormtrooper.
But I did put it on a little ticker at that moment. We're saying, like, this, I actually cut myself without realizing it or something like that.
Nice.
That's
pretty rad.
So, aside from watching shit and playing shit and reviewing shit, something we didn't get into last week because we ran out of time was the Toy Fair debacle.
Oh yeah. Oh, what a fun time when it is to try to get, you know, press patches for shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're going kayfabe now, right?
Yeah. So now, Toy Fair, as everybody listening and you guys know, like, I've been going since 2017. So Toy Fair, for those that don't know, are for enterprise, for media, for distribution, and it's all these different companies, whether things from like Diamond Select to NECA to like Nerf type weapons and stuffed animals and beanies, and it's toys out there for people to see and all the things that are up and coming into the market. And if you're lucky enough to get press, like I've been, you get to witness everything and just connect with people from all over that have similar interests, and it's a lot of fun. And then, so I've been going since 2017, and then 2020 was the last one, because like a month later, everything shut, less than a month later, everything shut down, especially here in New York. And then we were hoping to get a Toy Fair in 2021, but they made the decision not to, because there weren't enough like vaccinated people or not enough of whatever thing yet. And then 2022 came around and the application went out and I was like, okay, cool. So I applied and, then I got denied for the first time ever. And I was like, wait a second. Like, this is, no, let me fight this. And so I did. And I also knew that like a lot of companies were backing out. Jazzwares was backing out. Hasbro was backing out. Even though Hasbro doesn't have like a section in Toy Fair, like they have their own room at the, I think it's at the New York Times building, because they have a, you know, you figure Hasbro is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so they backed out. And then a lot of the people that I chat with were like, I don't think I'm going to fly out to New York this year. Or, you know, even if they live in like Pennsylvania, it's like, I don't think I'm going to drive up this year. Like, let's just like, you know, and then some people I know didn't even like apply. Like, yeah, I don't care. Now with COVID, I'm like, all right, you know, it sucks, but like, you know, I guess it's all right that I got denied because none of my friends that I made there are going to be at this event. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm like, fuck it. Let me try to like appeal this thing. I'm going to send over the appeal, request. And like, sometime last week, and like I get the notice saying thank you, confirmation being sent your way later this week or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I guess I won. It sounds like a yes. This is great. I guess I'll just say screw it and mask up and whatever and go one day out of the four, because you know I don't want to be in like the world of Omicron. And then 45 minutes later, everybody's texting me and emailing me and everything else. And Toy Fair got canceled this year.
Nice.
But the joke is, I at least I won.
Yeah, yeah. You made it. You made it. But now you got it. You can go to the Jab Center by yourself.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You'll be there.
Yeah.
But that was the Toy Fair experience from, or the debacle, rather, from... last week.
Nice.
So yeah, I feel like I watched a couple. I finished Dexter. I thought it ended really well. Hopefully they don't try to continue with it. This should have been a one shot and done. And then I'm sure I watched a couple more things. I'm blanking because I'm pretty tired.
Okay, that's fair.
But that's what I got for this week.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, of course.
Renee, what's good, dude?
Hey, man, what's going on, dude?
Hey, shit, dude.
Yeah, it's really nice to be on because I just got out of the hospital, and yeah, so I got yeah, I've been in the hospital since Wednesday. We're recording on Friday. I got out today, and yeah, it was an adventure, man. I've had kidney problems for a couple of years since I was in Chicago. So I guess since like 2018, and it's an issue, and I've been in the hospital for it before, and yeah. So since I know I talked about it on the other episode. Like, you know, we got sick. I got sick last week, and I figured it was COVID. So I had kind of taken off some time, and I had isolated, and I kind of figured I was okay. And I'm still working out and doing stuff. And I guess around Sunday, I started feeling like really nauseous. And again, like, I'm just such an idiot about a lot of stuff sometimes, especially when I'm stressed out. And I just wasn't taking care of my body. So on top of being sick with the flu or COVID last week, Sunday I started puking and stuff. And I just kind of let it go. And it got worse, like, every, from, like, you know, Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday morning. And I got worse. And I have this thing called rhabdo, which is basically my kidneys. Your kidneys work on a certain level when you're working out. And when you're just, like, normally doing your stuff, and when you exercise and you tear the muscles and they bring, and you, when you exercise, you tear muscle tissue down and you build it back up. That's how you build muscle. So when you do it too hard and your kidneys can't keep up with the exercise that you're doing, you start getting issues with your kidneys. And it's, when it gets really bad, it's called rhabdo, but they call it rhabdo, right? And So Wednesday, I guess late Tuesday night, Wednesday morning around 5 o'clock, I went to the gym. And I went to the, like, I worked out at home. I did my 200 push-ups, and then I went to the gym like around 5 o'clock in the morning, because that's when they open. And I went to the gym to go use the sauna, hot tub, and the pool, and just kind of chill out. When I do that, I don't work out at the gym. Like, I just kind of just relax. So I thought it was fine, but, like, yeah, like, I was still feeling a little woozy. And I was, you know, I did my thing, and then when I went to the shower, I started throwing up really bad, and, like, I couldn't stop. And I started freaking out, and I started cramping up. And it got so bad that by the time I got to the car, like, I could barely walk. And then I had to drive home. It was, like, a 15-minute drive. And I had to, like, pull over, like, twice, because, like, my body started cramping, and I started throwing up again. So I went to the hospital. I came home, I felt like I was dying. Like, it was really scary. Like, it's the worst. Like I said, I've had this before, but this was, like, the worst that ever happened to me. And it was really scary, man. Like, I thought I was gonna die. Like, between COVID and people that I know who had COVID dying in my family, and just, like, dealing with all the stuff that's been going on lately in my life and all around me, I just, like, I freaked out, and I called Steve when I was coming back. I was like, yo, dude, like, I gotta go to the hospital. You know, please help me. So yeah, it took me to the hospital, and I was there, you know, for a couple of days. They admitted me in. They said if I had waited any longer, I probably would have had kidney failure, and or I would have had to be on dialysis. My kidneys were really bad. They took care of me at the hospital. It was pretty crazy and pretty scary being there during, you know, this COVID Omicron stuff, because the hospitals here are full. And it took about 8 hours for me to get a bed. Like, Steve dropped me off at 7 on the dot. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a room until 3 o'clock. Yeah, like 3 o'clock, 3:30. And it's crazy because, like, I was in there. And first of all, if you go to a hospital right now, at least in Tampa, at least from what I saw, they don't have, like, COVID tests anymore. Like, they don't really have that much. So, like, they're not, like, if you go to that same ER and just tell them that you feel like you have COVID, they're going to, like, you know, say, okay, go home, isolate, and you're pretty much on your own. Yeah. And it was nuts, dude, because, like, yeah, like, I knew I was going to have to stay. And I was cool with that. Like, that's the reason why I went to the hospital. I was like, yo, like, I need to get better, and I can't get better by myself no matter how much water I drink. You know, so they swabbed me, they tested me, they stabbed me in the brain and the nose. it's crazy because it's not that bad, but it feels so bad when they do it. Like, they just, like, stick a swab into your nose, like, straight into your nasal cavity, and it was fucking weird. And then, yeah, like, maybe 2 hours into me being there, they're like, yeah, you're positive for COVID. And I was like, all right. I mean, I had figured, so I was like, whatever. So that was interesting too. And, like, you know, I'm vaccinated. So, like, I'm in there and I'm hearing people with COVID coughing their brains out and, like, trying to breathe and shit. And it was nuts. Cause, like, they had me in this, like, waiting room for people who are waiting to get admitted. And you're, like, in a room by yourself. I mean, you're in an open space, closed rooms. So you could hear people around you. And it was, like, it was crazy. Like, there's kids, there was, like, these two kids trying to fucking get the hospital to to admit them so they wouldn't have to go to school. And I could hear the nurse and these two Indian kids arguing with the nurse that I don't, you know, I have COVID. And it was just like crazy. Then across from me, I had this pregnant lady who had COVID and she's freaking out and dying. And I'm hearing these two idiots argue with the nurse, you know? And then I'm just sitting there like, oh, you know, like, cause I couldn't eat, I couldn't drink anything while I was waiting to get admitted because they didn't know if I was going to have surgery or not. So they're like, look, like you got to like just ride it out until we figure out what's going on and we can put you in a room. Just, you know, hang tight. And it was like it was one of the longest 8 hours of my life. I threw up a couple of times when I was there. I threw up all over the lobby, which is fun fucking times, dude. Believe me, you. When I threw up in the gym, it was all water, right? Because I had been drinking, because that's what I'm saying. Like, I've been drinking water as it was. So I was like, how am I still getting sick? And so what I threw up in the gym was water, so it wasn't that bad. Like, you know, I was in a stall and I was in the shower and I was able to like just like wash it off. When that shit hit me in the lobby, dude, I was waiting to go inside. It was like barbecue and I just could not stop. And I was like, oh no. And like, yeah, dude, it was nuts. And I wasn't the only one in the waiting room, man. It was insane. And then like that's when they took me inside. They're like, yo, holy shit. Like, I was like, yo, help. Cause when that shit hits me, man, like my entire like from like my waist up just cramps up really hard. Like where I can't even move. It feels like Parkinson's, what I imagine Parkinson's to be. And like, I got numb and tingly all over, which never happened before. And that shit freaked me the fuck out. Like, that's when I thought I was dying, when I went numb. And that shit happened like right in front of everyone in the hospital, like in the lobby. And it was like, I was like, fuck. So yeah, man. So I ended up being in the hospital for, you know, they admitted me. I was still pretty bad until I guess like, late Wednesday night into Thursday morning when the fluids and the IV that they were giving me were starting to kick in. And it was really scary, man. And it's like, I've been doing some research since I got home, and because they gave me all this like information stuff about what happened to me and this printout and all this stuff. And I wanted to give a shout out to Advent Health down here in Florida. They're around the country because I know they have them in Chicago, but they're a little different in Chicago. Down here, they're really good. Like, I don't have health insurance, and like, they just take you in. They don't give a fuck. And like, I've been there before, and like, they helped me out, and they hooked me up with like a doctor here, a primary like clinic doctor, so I can get my meds for my blood pressure and some other issues that I have. And like, Advent Health, like, they really helped me out, dude. And they were so much cooler and nicer to me than they were the first time. Cause like, when I went last time, it was like right around May 2020. Mm-hmm. And
just when all this shit started.
Yeah, and like, people here weren't taking it that seriously. And I remember even like a lot of the stuff at the hospital wasn't being taken seriously. Mm-hmm. But now it was crazy. Like, I'm in the room by myself. Every patient who gets admitted is in a room by themselves with like their own like HVAC like air filtration system. So it sounds like you're in a room with a fucking airplane engine. And like, you know, you're just like sitting, you're just like in the room and you're by yourself, and you know, they come in. It's like a full like lockdown thing. Like, you're in, they close you into the room by yourself. You're in that room. They come in. I was just sitting there in my boxers the whole time. They took really good care of me. The urologist came out. Oh, and I have a kidney stone that's like 6 millimeters or whatever, which is huge. And I knew about the kidney stone before because I tried to pass it in Chicago, but it's just like so big. I didn't pass it, and it's in a spot right now where, like, it's in a position right now where it's not blocking anything. So, like, they were like, you know what? You're going to have to leave it as it is because right now it's not really hurting you or affecting your kidney health. If it does, then, you know, then we'll take it from there. But if we do it now, it's an elective. So they were like, no, we can't do that. But the stuff for the rhabdo, it was just basically IV fluid. Like, you know, like, I think I went through, like, 3 bags of IV fluid Wednesday night. Yeah, dude, it was scary, bro. Like, I was doing some research, and it happens a lot to like marathon runners when they're training really hard, and a lot of like, you know, Olympian level, like heavy lifters. And I was like, God damn, what the fuck am I doing to my body? the thing is, I push myself really hard. As an adult now, I push myself really hard. Like, I didn't grow up as a jock. I grew up as a fat nerd. And I didn't really get into shape until I got older and I got to be an adult and I had to like kind of like take care of myself. Mm-hmm. And like around 2008, after I had my back surgery and my body was like really good, I got into boxing and Muay Thai. And I stopped doing the Muay Thai stuff after I hurt my back again, because after the surgery, like, I started getting herniated disc again, so I stopped doing the Muay Thai. But I always done the boxing. And then around 2013, I started doing the push-ups thing just as an easy way to kind of, like, build up muscle when I needed it to. And, like, what happened was, like, around Christmas, I got really depressed, and I started slacking. And then when I, like, snapped out of my, when I started snapping out of my depression stuff and I started working out again, I'm almost 50. So, like, whenever I take a break from working out, it's not like when you take a break from working out when you're in your 20s or your 30s. You can't just pop back in. And I keep doing this fucking shit, and, like, you know, I have to start from zero every time. So I went from, like, no activity for 2 weeks to, like, doing 200 push-ups every day. And, yeah, man, it caught up to me. Plus, like, years of drinking and being a super alcoholic in my 20s and 30s, like, damaged my kidney and my liver. And it's catching up with me now. So, I, like, I have to be really careful. And, like I said, I pushed myself really hard because, you know, fat kid back in the day, so it fucks with you. And I push myself really hard, and when I do this, this is what happens. And as I get older, I have to really kind of pace myself, and I have to accept certain things. And it's hard. Like, the older you get, accepting certain things that you can't control about your own body is, like, really, really hard. And, yeah, man, it was just a really scary couple of days. I'm isolating. They told me to isolate till Sunday because of the COVID. Right now, like, they're just, like, keep drinking water. You have to get, you know, try to keep doing what you're doing. If you're going to work out and if you're going to use a TENS unit, you have to quadruple your water intake and your fluid intake. But they're like, take it easy, listen to your body. And yeah, like, I'm good. I have to go see a doctor in like 2 weeks. I'm not going to do any push-ups for a while. Like I said, I got to start back at zero. So it'd be like, you know, if I go back.
You got to build back up slowly.
Yeah, I'll do like a month of like maybe 50 push-ups a day. Or like I can even do 100, but I just have to keep drinking and not really pushing myself too hard. It'll probably be like a month or two of just 100 push-ups and then work my way back up to 200. I can do cardio work because I don't even do hard cardio work. My knees are so fucked up, I can't run. Right. So when I do the treadmill, it's pretty light, pretty you know, easy. I do the elliptical too. But like I said, I've been so depressed and out of it. Like, I just haven't been doing anything. And I'm telling you, man, I figured out the cure to depression a couple times already. If you want to get yourself cured of a deep depression, like, scare yourself into thinking you're going to fucking die. Because that shit will snap you out of it, man. Because I do not want to die. I was telling Steve, I was like, Steve, don't let them kill me. Yeah. Don't let them put me out of it. I was freaking the fuck out, man. I was like, yeah. I want to live. So yeah, that's been my couple of days. Other than that, I've been like devouring Boardwalk Empire, and I'm up to season 4, and there's 5 seasons. Yeah. And the show's just an amazing show from start to finish. It's Sopranos and Prohibition, and I cannot, and again, it's another one of those shows that I can't recommend enough. It's so fucking good. I personally think it's a better show than The Sopranos. I think The Sopranos lost its way like after season 5. Right. But I think 5 is a good sweet spot for a show. And yeah, man, like it's a great show. It's also really interesting, like, reading The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich and then watching the show, because both of the events happen at the same time, right? So like I'm reading about stuff that happened in 1921. And Prohibition was from, like, 1920. Yeah, January 1st, 1920 to 1931. And then World War II starts in 1938. But Hitler goes into power around 1930. And, I mean, I'm probably wrong on the dates. But, like, yeah, it's just really crazy, like, looking at what was going on in this part of the world and then reading about what was happening in Europe and Germany at the same time. And it's pretty crazy, too. And then, like, watching this stuff, like I said last week, the show's historical. It's super fiction, but it's based on real events and real people. So, like, seeing what the government did out of, like, religious stupidity to ban alcohol and to see how much chaos, violence, and death that caused in this country. And then I think about the whole prohibition on drugs and the war on drugs. And I'm just like, wow, like, when are we ever going to get our shit together? Like... It's a weird thing to watch right now, at least for me, because of the way I think. It's like I said, man, it's on HBO. It's even on Amazon Prime, I think. It's a really good fucking show. super violent, super crazy, great cast, great stories. It's really, really good. Definitely worth checking out. I saw the other stuff that we are going to be talking about in a few, so I'll save that for later. Peacemaker and Boba Fett. Spoilers, they're really good. No, actually, I tried to watch Eternals. That shit sucks. And it's crazy. It's crazy because it's like, it's such a wasted opportunity. I couldn't even get past like the first half hour. Like, it is just such a wasted effort to make like a Marvel Justice League without Zack Snyder. Like, it's just really dumb. Like, you have space immortals and one of them is deaf. How the fuck does that work? Like, that makes no sense. And like other stuff too in the story, like they were there supposedly from the beginning of time watching over us, but they couldn't do anything to help us out or anything. Like, you know, they couldn't interfere directly with events of humanity. And I'm like, so you motherfuckers watched slavery. You guys watched World War I and World War II. You guys watched the genocide of everything that happened. Every person that died on this planet, you guys let it happen. Mm-hmm. But you're the superheroes and you're in a movie for 2.5 hours. Go fuck yourself, Eternals. And it's just like, and the other thing too, like, I know I sound like an asshole when I say it, but I actually understand the inclusion stuff now. I get it. I grew up in a generation where I was never included in anything. So that never bothered me. Like, I just sucked it up. Like, I never saw a Hispanic from the Bronx
who grew up around. You never saw hip-hop. Hispanic anything other than like the super.
Yeah. Like, unless they were like a handyman or a drug dealer or whatever, but like, I never saw me represented in anything that I watched or read. Like, I never saw or read about a tattooed guy from New York City who was like the opposite of everyone around him. You know, like, it was just like that shit never bothered me. But like, I understand now that like people do want to see themselves in their pop culture, and I get it. Mm-hmm. That's you. That's cool. But like I said, man, putting a deaf superhero character into this made no fucking sense. And like having them look like races that didn't exist in the time where the movie takes place in the beginning is just like really dumb. Like, who the fuck thought this was a good idea? Asians back then didn't look like Asians now. And I'm talking about Indian people and Asian people, like, you know, Asian. So I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was just dumb, dude. It was really fucking dumb in the first half hour. And then like, if you go on Twitter and people love the shit out of this movie, they're like, oh, it's the best thing ever. Oh, the fight scenes are quote unquote realistic. Oh, like the speech to this. I'm like, how the fuck did you sit through this? I was like, it's fucking stupid, man. Like, it's really dumb. And like I said, I get why and how they did what they did. It's just not for me. I think it's a really dumb movie. I think the concept is really dumb. I heard the comics are supposed to be really good. So I was kind of shocked at how like stupid the fucking movie seems. And like I said, I only got half an hour in. I love the actor that plays Jon Snow. I think he was great in Game of Thrones, and I love Game of Thrones. So like I was really trying to watch it. But man, like I just couldn't watch it, man. I was like, I'm so glad I didn't put this on in the hospital because I would have been pissed. it was crazy. Eternals is probably like, you know, it's probably the only Marvel movie I won't be able to watch because it was just like so stupid and dumb.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna watch it. Probably wants to just to see it, but I'm like,
Just try. I mean, it's a wasted cast.
Yeah, really, it is definitely a waste of a cast.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I love Salma Hayek, but I'm like, even her, I couldn't fucking watch. I was like, wow, this is dumb. It's just fucking stupid, man. But yeah, the other stuff we're gonna talk about later. But I guess that's been my week. Yeah, definitely. If you're into stuff and that I talk about or whatever, definitely check out Boardwalk Empire if you haven't already, or even if you have, like, watch it again because it's a really good show.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta get back into that.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing. Yeah. What's up? Before I forget, say what you're gonna say, Brian.
I was just gonna say, the more you've been talking about Boardwalk Empire, both on air and just texting me, I need to watch it again.
Yeah, because again, it's like the weed. I totally forgot about that first season, like who was in it and who and what happens, and it was really good. The other thing, I started playing Jedi Fallen Order again, like I said last week, and again, what the fuck is with the space trains? You start the game, you're on a fucking space train. What the fuck, man? Like, enough. Like, I get it. But, again, that game's awesome. You got to check it out if you're a Star Wars fan and haven't played it yet. It's an amazing fucking game.
Space trades.
Yeah, I was like, ah! Like, I mean, it's great. It's a great introduction to the character. It's the beginning level of the game. And actually, I think there's another space train later on in the game. But, like, yeah, I was like, what the fuck is with the trains? Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, no, fuck Space Trains.
Yeah, Steve. So what you been up to?
I've been doing a lot of stuff. I've been watching a lot of stuff because, of course, I also was. That's just a positive on the V's and shit. But it's okay because, I didn't have anything. Like, I don't have any symptoms of anything. I didn't. Not dying or anything.
Granted, yeah, we're lucky we got vax, dude.
Yeah. Granted, the week before, like last week when we recorded, after we recorded, I got the shivers, I got the chills, I got the fever, and I was good. And like I sweated all out the next day and went back to work on Monday. I was fine. And then, what was it? Wednesday when Renee went to the hospital. Like, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, all right, whatever. I'll go with him to the hospital. I'll drop him off. And then he tells me later on in the day, he's like, yeah, it tested positive. I was like, okay, great. And so I went and I went after work and I checked myself. I went to this place literally like 5 minutes from the stadium. And walked in. It was one of those like, oh, yeah, people are – like I looked online. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, you can go check it, get it checked here. And it's one of those places that it's a free to check or whatever. And all you got to do is just go in, do a little questionnaire. They test you, and then you go on your way. I was literally in and out in like 15 minutes. And then by the time I got home, I got my results. And
wow, really? Because they make it seem like you can't get tested out here. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real quick test. And it was of course painless. I got a text message as soon as I pulled it in and like was about to come upstairs. They were pretty much telling me like, yeah, you tested positive. I was like, great, cool. So I let people at work know, and they were pretty much like, yeah, to consider yourself having the next few days off. I don't have to go back until Tuesday if I don't have any, you know, any symptoms or anything. If I get any worse or anything, I don't have to go to work until Tuesday. So that's what's up with that. But being that I am doing nothing at home, I watched a shit ton of shit in like the last 2 days, and it's been great. One thing that I'm gonna start with one thing that I watched like earlier today that I thought was really fun. And I guess we're gonna start with some wrestling stuff because I fucking love wrestling now. Like I fucking like watch everything pretty much other than WWE. But I watched the last pay per view that impacted, which was Hard to Kill, that came out. That was last week. And that was a really good fucking pay per view. Some of the things this is a lot of shit in the pay per view, but I'm not gonna go over the whole thing. But a few of the standouts were the the women's the knockout X division contendership for the women's title. That was the X division that they have is insane because it's literally like extreme in a way, not hardcore because they're not like going to go all bloody and shit. But it's one of those like you know extreme rules type. You're jumping and flying and kicking, doing crazy shit through the ring the whole time. And they had six amazing wrestlers. So one of them is Chelsea Green, Tasha Steelz, Lady Croft, who's big on the indies, Jordan Grace, Aisha Edwards, and Rosemary from a faction that's like a dark faction over there in Impact. And it was a really, really fun match. It was really good. Like the men's X division was pretty dope last year, and then seeing the women actually do it for the first time was actually really, really good. The women did their thing. They held it down, and it was crazy because there's a lot of things that you don't really see a lot of women do nowadays, and that match itself was really fun. Cool to see them stand out the way that a lot of the dudes do, and it's fucking good. It's really good shit there. And then we also had John Grisham, who is the ROH champion. He went up against Chris Sabin. That was a really good match. It was a really good match because it had pure wrestling rules. So it wasn't like your typical wrestling shit that you, you know, get count outs and all the shit. It's a little different. They did it a little differently, which was actually really good, really fun. And it was a real technical match, and I enjoyed the shit out of that one. Of course, the fact that John Gresham came over from ROH was really awesome. Defending his title in a different company completely was great. Then there was another one that was great. It was fucking Josh Alexander against Jonah. Josh Alexander is one of those dudes that he's a beast in the ring. Like he's crazy good no matter what he does. He always wears like the old school, you know, the helmet with the ears and the face, the mouth guard and everything. And he's super good. He's super technical. And he could pretty much do anything in the ring, and he's fucking great at it. And he was going up against Jonah, which was an ROH dude before. He's a big, big dude. And it was a hell of a fucking match. And he won by Josh Alexander won by putting him in the submission hold. And he almost like snapped his ankle, which is fucking fantastic. And then the last standout of the entire thing was Deonna Purrazzo against Mickie James in a Texas hardcore match. And that's one of those matches that it's a hardcore match, of course, but it's one of those hardcore matches that you need to get pins in the ring, but not only do you get pinned, you also need to get a 10 count. So you need to get pinned, then you person can't get up at all. After everything, that was a hell of a fucking match. Mickie James won, beat the shit out of fucking Deonna Purrazzo, and it was fucking great. It was a great match. Table spots, chair spots, thumbtacks in the middle of the ring. It's really fucking good. It's fucking dope as hell. Like, I enjoyed the shit out of that shit. And then some other things that I watched. I watched a lot of stuff. Mother Android or Mother/Android. I don't think I've talked about it on the show, but I watched it a few weeks ago. And that is actually really, really good post-apocalyptic robot being part of the apocalypse. So the robot apocalypse, it's actually a really fun watch. It's on Hulu. And it stars Chloe Grace Moretz. It's really fun. It's really good. I enjoyed the shit out of that movie.
Okay. She was on one of the late shows a couple of weeks ago plugging that, and they showed a clip.
Mm-hmm.
It looked good. It looked good.
It's good.
It's a movie?
Yes, it is a movie. It's a fun movie.
Okay. Maybe I'll look into that later.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It's fun because it's one of those that you don't expect. You know it's the apocalypse, but you don't know where it's going. Because it's a little bit different than what we've seen in recently. Like granted, like we've seen fucking like, you know, like, oh, there's Terminator and stuff like that, but this is kind of falls along the lines of Terminator, but slightly different because it's still in the early post-apocalyptic times. So you're starting to see where things go within like the first year as everything's happening. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool the way they did it. And I enjoyed the hell out of it. Another thing that I watched this week, actually I watched it before getting onto here. Something that I didn't really enjoy very much, but it wasn't bad either because it's technically not for me. I watched Clifford the Big Red Dog. Yeah, I watched that. I sat there and I watched it. And it's entertaining.
Wow, you're braver than me, man.
Dude, I will literally watch just about anything when I have nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's valid. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was okay. It was okay. Like I said, it is for children. It is not for me. It's not my. I do not fall in that demo for it. But it is. It's you know. It's a kid's movie. What do you expect? Don't go in expecting like, oh my god, it's so amazing. It's like it's a fucking kid's movie. It's about a fucking dog that's red, but it's live action. It's a live action big red dog.
I still don't know why they made that movie.
For children's. For fucking children's, dude. Like, your kids would probably enjoy it.
Well, they're a little too young right now. They barely say the word Elmo.
Yeah. Well, just wait till they start saying Rocco, then maybe. Yeah, saw that one. Then I watched Dave season 2. Fucking fantastic. I'm a big fan of Dave. Finished the entire second season. Then I also watched You season 3. And holy fuck, that show's good.
Right?
Holy fuck. It is fucking great.
It, like, every season gets better and better and darker and more fucked up.
Dude, it is so fucking dark. But it's so fucking good.
Yeah. That ending, you're like, holy fuck.
It's sad. It's a sad ending.
It is.
It's a sad ending because what we've seen from the second season to the third season, we noticed that that he starts a whole family, basically. From being a crazy person getting married to another crazy person and having a kid with this crazy person. And let's try to make, you know, have a regular family, and that goes completely haywire.
Yeah.
Because both of them have weird ways of doing things.
Weird ways of doing things out of love for one another, which is really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much love between the two characters. But
yeah,
there's so much more into that and so many more details and shit. You're like, where can it possibly go from here? But apparently, like, it might not be done after season 4.
Yeah. Well, like, season 4 is already in the makes. I'm pretty sure it's already almost done with it.
It's definitely like, what's it called?
It's fucking bonkers. No matter where you go throughout the entire series, you're just like, how can they possibly do this all the time?
Yeah.
How can they continue to pull out these crazy stories? Because it's absolutely bonkers, crazy, nuts. Like, just going with the Joe Goldberg story by itself. It's crazy because that's what the story that we've seen since the beginning. We know he's nutso because his mom was nutso, and then that caused him to start killing people because he was doing it to save his mother originally.
Yeah.
And then he starts becoming obsessed with people, and then shit gets, it just gets fucking weird. But it's so fucking good. It's really well written. It's a great fucking show. And these characters, even though they are deplorable fucking characters, you do kind of root for them after a while because it's one of those things that's like, shit, like, there's a code there. Like, even though you don't want to go by that code, it's there. You're like, oh, man. It just makes so much fucking sense for the show. It's really good. It's really fucking good. Then another thing that I watched was Elona Holmes on Netflix.
I've been thinking about it because I know they're doing another one.
Yeah. It's cute. It's not bad. It's not one of those things like, oh my God, you need to go watch that. It's
the younger sister played by Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes. It is the sister of Sherlock and the brother and the other dude, Mycroft.
Yeah, I forgot that existed. Like, I saw the first episode, and it's good. The first episode was actually really good, but I never got back to it.
Elona, it's just a movie. It's just a movie.
Oh, okay. I thought it was... All right, yeah, so I did see it. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I dug it. Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool. It's definitely cool. Like, and the fact that they are planning on doing more to it, it's pretty dope. It's a very convoluted story, if you really think about it. But they made it work for what, like it was almost like 2 hours, a little bit more.
Yeah, like every Sherlock Holmes story mystery is like super complex and complicated.
Yeah.
Because like he's the only they're the only ones that can put the pieces together, so it has to be like a real mystery. And from what I remember, it was really well done. Like, it was cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. It's a fun watch. I enjoyed it. And to think that they're actually working on some more to it is actually pretty cool too. Then another thing that I watched that was actually pretty fun. I watched it on Netflix. I only watched the first two episodes or whatever. It's the first, the third season of The Stand-Ups on Netflix. That's actually really fun. The first episode with Brian Simpson is fucking hilarious. I fucking loved it. So I definitely suggest you guys checking that out. The Stand-Ups on Netflix, season 3.
There's so much stuff on streaming now. Like, this month, there's so much stuff to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. So much stuff to watch. And then another thing that I can finally say that I watched, and then I know, Brian, you enjoyed the fuck out of this, and it's fucking Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Nice.
It's finally online.
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch that tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, like, it was really fucking good, as you know. That's
fucking
that
great. Went
to the premiere back mm-hmm. In September. Not September, in November. And then after you told me you watched it, I went back and watched it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's definitely worth a fucking watch.
It had so many of those, like, the same vibes that I got on the night I saw it, and like hit you in all the feels, and you're like, holy shit, this movie, it is such a love letter to the original.
Mm-hmm.
It's more to the original. It doesn't really talk, it doesn't really do anything sequel related from Ghostbusters 2, but there are like little hints into it. I know that if they do another one, that'll go more into it.
It'll probably tie in somehow into that.
Yeah. And I feel like with how good Afterlife did in theaters, it's definitely going to see a sequel.
Yeah.
Especially like Ernie Hudson really wants to do more.
Of course, because does he do anything else? You don't think he does anything else? Other than like probably voiceover and shit.
He's done. I mean, does he have to at this point, though?
No, he really doesn't.
He's done his time.
And he does all the cons too, so like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he makes all the money there. That's but Ghostbusters Afterlife is a must watch. Like, it is actually a really, really fun watch. I enjoy the shit out of that. Then something else that came out this week that we're all going to talk about now. What we're talking about is Peacemaker. We finally got the first 3 episodes of Peacemaker. That was done by James Gunn. It all came out on HBO Max. And this show's fucking fantastic. Super fucking fun. John Cena, after we saw Peacemaker in the Suicide Squad, we saw that he had a building fall on him. And what happened to him afterwards? Because, of course, obviously he didn't fucking die. And that's where this story takes place. And it's fucking great. It's fucking fantastic. What do you guys think so far?
I dug it a lot. I was really impressed with it. I think the first 3 episodes, I was going to say the first 3 issues. The first 3 episodes are excellent. They start off really funny and they continue it throughout the whole thing. I think James Gunn is now like a nerd genius. He fucking nailed it. And it's such a like, Peacemaker is a really hard character to get right. So the fact that they actually made it work in the movie and in the the TV show is actually a really big feat, because he's not like that in the comic books at all. Like, he's really serious, and he's like a mix of Captain America and Punisher in the comic books. He's like the leader of the Suicide Squad now. He's like the field leader of the Suicide Squad in the comics now, and I've been reading it. And like, yeah, I was watching the show and I was like, wow, like if you would have like, you know, I never thought that they would make this character like have his own TV show, like ever. Like he's based off of like the old Charleston characters. He's the one that they based Comedian off of in Watchmen. It's a really like crazy character. And the fact that they actually made it work, and it's such a great, funny show. I thought it was awesome. Like it's really funny. It's the kind of thing that I needed to watch in the hospital, because I was cracking the fuck up throughout the whole thing. I loved everything about it. I love the music. The hair metal, I think, was fucking excellent. That music is really hard to get right. Like, if you pick the wrong shit, it's like really bad. But the stuff that they picked is really good.
And that's what I like about James Gunn is like how he like perfectly choreographs music his movies and now his show, right? Because think about the way the music was done for the Guardian soundtrack. Think about the way the music was done for his version of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of music, come on, that theme song is dope, and I love the way it it tells you like skip intro, and I'm like no.
Yeah, no, I want to watch it.
That
dance is fucking amazing.
It's amazing. And so, speaking of choreograph, I mean, they're all like perfectly synced into this dance routine.
Mm-hmm.
What made me really like the show, I mean, I knew I was going to like it because the Suicide Squad, let's face it, was, we even put it as one of our best movies of 2021.
It's good. Like, I've seen it a couple of times. Yeah, it's good.
Like, when he's talking to the dude who's a character actor who's been in a million fucking things, but when he's the dude mopping the floor,
yeah,
and he's talking about Aquaman, and he's like,
"Fuck that guy."
He's like, "Fuck that guy." He's like, "I don't care if he fucks chicks, bangs dudes, whatever, but fucking fish." Like, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah. Cena's fucking hilarious. Like, I know he's funny. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him wrestle. I got out of wrestling, like, when he started, I stopped watching wrestling. I know he's funny because I've seen him in funny movies.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I know he's good, but I never thought he could carry a show. And he's actually really good.
He's actually pretty good.
He's great. Vigilante, the Vigilante character. I love those old comics. Like, that comic started in the 80s, and it was one of the comics that I was really into as a kid. He's like a DC version of Punisher. And the way they made him here is fucking really funny. Yeah, man. Like the first three episodes are so good. And like every character in it, even like his handlers from Task Force X.
Yep.
Are really well done. Hardcore is fucking hot. Like, they're barely in the Suicide Squad, and you don't really see them. But I'm like, she's a really good actress, and she's hot as fuck, dude. it's so good, dude. Like, I haven't laughed that hard at a fucking show in a while. It was really good. Having said that, I do understand how this show is not for everyone.
Right.
If you're expecting a normal superhero show, this is not it at all. It's borderline satire, some of the shit that happens in the show. Mm-hmm. And if I think if you can't get past the opening dance number thing and the music, you're just not going to get into it. Like, it's a lot like the Suicide Squad, but it's his own thing. And some of the stuff that happens in the episodes are just fucking like so good and so well written. When he starts crying in the second episode, I felt sorry for him. I was like, Bendito, dude, we've all been there. It's just so well written and so well done, man. It was so fucking good. It's really, really good.
Like, he was crying because he sort of regretted killing Rick Flag.
Yeah, yeah. He goes back to his trailer park. His dad is hilarious when he goes back to the trailer park.
Robert Patrick is great.
Yes, it was awesome seeing fucking the T-1000 as an old guy.
And like, I really want to see how bad he is, because like he starts out like an asshole, and then like the Aryan Brotherhood in the prison worships him. So it's like, you know, what's gonna happen with that?
I thought it was really funny when they're sitting down in the first episode having a beer and food, and he's telling them the story about Ratcatcher and how Bloodsport was like afraid. And then he starts cracking up to the point where he's like almost choking to death. And he's like, wait, he's like, which? He's trying to say like, wait, which is the one that shot you in the neck? Don't tell me it was that wanker. I'm like, ah.
The his like armorish thing too is really cool. And they show him like giving, you know, he's the one that made the helmets. He's the one that made a Peacemaker.
Yeah.
So like it was crazy. I was like, oh shit. Like, it was cool. Like, I love this thing, man. It was really good.
It's fucking good. It's really good.
I went in going like,
what's going on, Ryan?
I went in going like, okay, it's James Gunn. It's his Suicide Squad. This is, you know, this is like his spinoff, whatever. And I went in going, it's going to be good. I didn't expect this mindfuck comedy show. And like, I was hoping, like, what is it called? Oh, 3 episodes. I'm like, fuck, it's weekly?
Yeah, it's like, it's good.
Like, I probably could have watched all 7 episodes or whatever it's going to be, like, straight through. I mean, hopefully we get more after this. I don't know if this is a one and done or whatever, but...
It'd be cool if they do more.
Yeah, because, like, this cast works so well together, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like... That one, there was that one moment in episode 3 where, like, Danielle Brooks' character, she was from Orange Is the New Black.
Yeah, she's great.
She's good.
She's flipping through, like, the pictures for, like, the mission. The beaver shot. Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, it's fucking great.
And she's trying to, like, wipe it away.
Like, whoa, you don't need to see that one.
Vigilante pops, like, the butterflies, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, so like if you were looking for a show like your standard superhero show,
this is not for it. You. Yeah, no, it's definitely not.
And it's so not PC. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, come on. He's sitting in the diner with them in the first episode and he calls the waitress Sweet Cheeks.
He doesn't know what it means. Yeah.
He's like, your cheeks, it looks sweet. Like, it meets her ass.
This is like the anti-Marvel show. Like, I really hope, because I know he signed up. He's doing Guardians of the Galaxy 3 now. I hope they let him. Too. Yeah, in a holiday special. I hope he can do stuff for both.
Yeah.
Because James Gunn is, like I said, man, he's a nerd genius, man. That shit was awesome.
Yeah. Okay, sugar tits.
Yeah, what was it? Like, just because you have a lesbian haircut doesn't make you an ally? I was just like...
Yeah.
And, I mean, come on. How about fucking Eagly?
Yeah. I want an eagle. I want a pet eagle. I really do.
I forgot who does his voice. I think it's Dee Bradley Baker or whatever. Because they said it in the credits. The eagle thing was funny.
It's fucking hilarious, yeah. So fucking good. So well written, too.
What was the other one, man? There was another joke that had me fucking cracking up.
The whole show was making me crack up.
Dude, when he keeps making fun of...
Judo Master. Judo Master is hilarious, too.
Yeah, it's really good. Now, when they keep making fun of this dude's beard, it's fucking great. Oh,
Die Beard?
Yeah. Die Beard. It's real. It's not fake. Yeah. It's fucking great.
Oh, yeah, it is D. Bradley Breaker from... Phineas and Ferb, American Dad.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Video games.
The video games, The Bad Batch.
The Batmite joke had me cracking the fuck up.
Yeah.
That means that Batmite is Kanan in the DCU. So like, that's hilarious.
Yep. It's fucking great. It's really fucking good.
It really is. The
one other thing that we watched this week is something that we've been watching the last 3 weeks now. And we've been thoroughly enjoying the fuck out of this. We're talking about the Book of Boba Fett. And this week, like no other, was fucking fantastic.
This week was the best episode.
Holy shit, it was good.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
I gotta be the asshole and nitpick this thing. I loved the episode. Don't get me wrong. I loved it until literally the last 5 minutes of the episode. What the fuck was up with that chase? I keep saying that this show has George Lucas's fingerprints on it more so than The Mandalorian. And I'm telling you, if they tell us after the season's over that he was consulting more than just like being a quote unquote producer, I will not be surprised. Cause that chase was so prequels. It was so fucking stupid and it was so pointless and tacked on. And I'm like, they could have done so many other things with the last couple of seconds of the show, but they did that stupid chase. But and other than that, I thought that it stopped the show. But other than that, the show that it was a great episode, literally until the last like couple seconds.
That right, but and then it had that homage to Back to the Future.
Yeah, and I hate Back to the Future, and I hate the bright. I hate the bright fucking colors. Like, this is supposed to be the Imperial era. This is supposed to be Star Wars, Empire, and Jedi. There's no bright colors in Empire, Star Wars, or Jedi. So I'm like, what the fuck?
This isn't primary color racing.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not supposed to be clean, bright shit. This is Tatooine. Like, it's a desert fucking planet. There shouldn't be anything that bright. And like I hate when I fucking talk when people, because I'm not the only one that caught this, right? But I hate being fucking gatekept by fucking prequel lovers who telling me that I'm an asshole because I have an opinion that they don't like. And I'm like, dude, I'm just telling you like it is. Like I'm being a critical person on something that I love.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be perfect and it's not gonna be for everyone. But that shit was dumb. And I'm like, every episode has something really stupid in it. And yeah. I'm just like, it's annoying. Because the show's as good as it is and as much as we love it, it's not as good as Mandalorian. And I think there's no excuse for that. I think it should be on the same level. I think every show that Disney makes should be like Hawkeye good or like Mandalorian good. And if it's not, then they shouldn't even fucking bother. So to make a Boba Fett show, who's a character that we've been waiting 30 years to see, have his own story, for them to keep doing this to us every episode is getting really fucking annoying. I love Steven Root. I think Steven Root is awesome. He's in Boardwalk Empire too. Seeing him pop up was like really funny and it made me smile. Like I popped, like I applauded. I was like, oh, cool. And like, yeah, like, but he's so fucking good. Like he's one of the best character actors ever. Like he's so good.
He's amazing in Barry.
Yeah. He's Los Angeles. Like, yeah, he's fucking awesome, dude. I love what they show what happened with the Tusken Raiders. It gives him an excuse to be fucking, you know, badass Boba Fett again. Fucking Space Machete and the fucking Rancor was awesome.
Dude, that was so good.
Like even he was nerding out. He's like, yo, guess who's a Rancor keeper now on Twitter? The fight with Black Krastan when he fucking just pops up and like grabs him out of the fucking back of the tank. Yes. That fight was fucking awesome. Good. That's like the best thing in the show so far. The biker kids that Boba Fett recruits end up saving his ass. So like that fight was fucking crazy. And then like when the Hutts come back and they're like, yo, my bad. Because they kind of see that Fett is actually like taking care of business on Tatooine. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, when they come back and they're like, we're sorry, and the Rancor thing. That whole shit was awesome. Like I said, I loved this episode until literally the last 5 seconds, 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I really love this show. Like, I really liked it a lot. Like, there was so much in it. I was like, oh my god, this is so fucking cool. Like, fucking with the new Wookiee, it's fucking great. Mm-hmm. Fucking love it.
Such and now he owes dude. Fett. He owes Fett now. I don't know if it's a real life debt like Chewbacca and Han Solo, but he owes Fett because Fett could have killed him.
Oh yeah,
and he just lets him go, and he's like. Even the Wookiee's looking at him like, for real? Like, seriously?
He's like, you sure?
All right, I'm out. He just like bounces and shit. Like, yeah, it was so good, dude.
Really good. Like, this is homie. Yeah, it was fucking great. It was really, really fucking good. I cannot wait.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's gonna. I have a feeling that like whatever happens at the end, Krastan's gonna have a part of it. And if he's a good guy, I'm gonna bet that he brings some other like bounty hunters or another couple of Wookiees, or maybe even some bounty hunters we haven't seen since Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. Like I said, man, if I see Dengar or Bossk, I'm going to fucking flip the fuck out. Because they're in the comics, too. Like, they're around. They're still alive during that time period.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Dengar's the guy with all the bandages. Mm-hmm. He's the bounty hunter of all the bandages, and he's got, like, Imperial armor. And Bossk is the Trandoshan bounty hunter, the lizard guy.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Cannot wait for what, like 4 more episodes?
Yeah.
Shit. Time flies so fast. But now it's getting some geek shit because we actually got geek shit this week. And it's pretty exciting shit. The first piece that I'm going to go into is something that I'm super excited for. Of course, we did see spoilers, I guess you could say. We did see Bill Murray in Ghostbusters Afterlife. And we do know that he will be in Ant-Man 3. But we got news this week that his role is not just going to be just any guy there. He's going to be a bad guy. Didn't necessarily say what exact bad guy he's going to be. But it's going to be fucking cool. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see what he's going to be doing as a bad guy in Ant-Man. Because it's going to be fucking dope. because we love Bill Murray. I don't think we have seen him as a bad guy or has he like a villainous type role?
Not yet. But I mean,
like, would you even count like the first few minutes of like Scrooge as him being a bad guy?
No, not necessarily. That was just him being a dick.
Plus, right. He becomes a good guy by the end of it. So,
yeah.
So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this.
Has anybody even like speculated on who he might be? Because I have no clue. Like I'm not really Ant-Man. I'm not into Ant-Man except for the movie stuff. So,
nah, I don't think so.
Okay,
I haven't seen anything.
I thought I saw something actually the other day.
Like it's. I think I'm more annoyed that it was on an Eli Manning podcast, but whatever. I'm cool. I'm down for it. Like I'm looking forward to it. I love Paul Rudd. I think the Ant-Man movies are both really, really good. Mm-hmm. I'm for it. I'm in it. And yeah, Bill Murray is a great actor, and I think he's one of the few people from that SNL cast that are actually really, really talented. So whatever he does, I'm in for.
Hell yeah, I'm super down for it. Because of course, you know, we love Bill Murray's. We're glad he's still around, and it's gonna be exciting to see what's gonna happen. Another thing that came out, of course, we love the Batmans and the Batman stuffs. And a few weeks ago, we spoke about Batgirl getting its own movie, and we just got some news this week that there's gonna be some pretty dope shit in fucking Batgirl. Of course, we know who's it gonna be, and she's the girl that was in the musical that came out on HBO a couple months ago. But we got news that from the set, and shit that's pretty interesting is that they have pictures of some of the magazines that are around in Gotham, and what we see is they're talking about the Court of Owls. So the Court of Owls will be playing a part in this in some way. And that's going to be pretty fucking cool.
Whoa, Brandon Fraser's in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this, especially with the Court of Owls, because...
It's about time.
Yeah. Court of Owls was one of my favorite recent Batman stories.
That's the story arc that got me back into buying comics.
It's such a hit and miss thing for me, because it's like technically it doesn't make any sense at all, because right. It's supposed to be like a secret society behind the scenes of Gotham's crime world, which doesn't make any fucking sense. But it was really well done, and the characters are really cool. And one of them is actually in the Suicide Squad comic. So, like, yeah, like it's actually really cool. But sorry to cut you off, Ryan.
No, you're good. But yeah, like that was actually I bought the graphic as per your recommendation, Steve, back mm-hmm. when we worked in the same building. And like I still remember the dude at the time that worked for Midtown. He was like, "What, you're actually buying comics today?" Because I was only there for the toys. Midtown Grand Central. And so like I picked that up and I could not put that down. Like that was a really intense read. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so now seeing them popping up, because aren't they supposed to be in like Gotham Knights too, the video game?
Yeah, they're the main bad guys in that one.
Yeah, so like it's nice that like they're getting recognition, you know, because like that whole, like I get it with like, you know, this whole like secret society thing being bullshit, but like it also is like a good, it's a good different kind of bad, you know, than mm-hmm. the Rogues Gallery that we're used to.
Yeah, no, I actually like the story. I like the comic book. It's just like I just remember thinking when it first popped up, I was like, okay, like yeah, because it didn't fit. Because it's like Gotham had this history, and we've been reading about Batman since the 40s. And they just mentioned this shit now, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's just like my asshole fucking brain saying, "Oh, dude, this is dumb." But like, actually, no, it's a really cool concept of a society of like Talons and these like brainwashed fucking guys that know how to fight and kill people with their bare hands. And it's just like the super society of like assassins. It's like the wannabe good guy version of the League of Assassins, but eventually they take that.
Yep, which is fucking great. I fucking love that part about it because it's. You just never know what's coming, what's going to be coming out of it.
Yeah, because they could be anybody. Yeah, no, the Batgirl stuff sounds really cool. Like, it hasn't really been on my radar, but like looking at the cast and like looking at the stuff we're talking about now, it looks pretty cool. Are they still aiming for this year?
Yep, or beginning of next year.
Okay.
And then some other shit that came out that's from this exact same shooting or filming, within the artwork that's all over the place, they've noticed one thing that I'm like super fucking keen on. And I was like, ooh, this looks pretty fucking interesting. The fact that Hugo Strange could be in this. That's going to be pretty cool. Because Hugo Strange is one of those characters in the Batman universe. It's really fucking... He's a sinister motherfucker, especially like you've seen him in the video games as well. He's crazy.
Yeah, he's the main bad guy behind... Him and Joker are the main bad guys behind Arkham Asylum, the first
one. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you see like, you know, a little poster of that. It kind of looks like him in a way. I'm like, ooh. Well, are we gonna get a Hugo Strange? And I want this. Like, I want this bad. Like, I want to see what they're gonna do with Batgirl to introduce Hugo Strange in this as well. Like, it's gonna be fucking dope. I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
and there's so much other shit in it.
Everything that he's involved with tends to be like this crazy, like super crazy, super big scheme. Because he's like kind of like a think big kind of villain.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be interesting, man.
It's very fucking interesting. And some other shit to jump away from the comic booky stuffs. Something that's pretty exciting is we've enjoyed Quantum Leap for quite some time since we were younger. I enjoyed it watching it back in the day.
I never watched it in full, but like I'd watch episodes here and there.
Okay, Renee, did you ever watch Quantum Leap?
I'm like Brian. There's a couple episodes that I dug and I saw here and there.
Okay.
And I was never really into it. I'm just like, seriously, Quantum Leap? I mean, I know we're talking about it, but I'm like, wow, like they're really running out of ideas. But if it's good, it's good.
Yeah, from what this article gives us is basically that this is not going to be a spin-off or anything or a reboot of it, but this show is a direct sequel to the original. Basically, finding out if he actually did go back in time. Because of course this it has to do with a lot of time travel-y type stuff, and it's been recorded that, you know, Scott Bakula's character has been going back in time and trying to figure out certain things. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out where he went and how he did these things.
Right,
because that looks pretty fucking interesting.
Because the series ended that he finally leaked, that he finally
took the leap.
Leap home.
Yeah. So I kind of want to see where the show is gonna go.
I mean, I'll bite. One thing that I did see, speaking of revivals, Timothy Oliphant's coming back for Justified.
Oh, interesting. Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, like I never watched the series, but like I've been meaning to, and like it's just one of those things on the radar.
Okay. And, yeah, I don't think I've ever watched Justified either. I heard it was really good.
Yeah, and like, you know, seeing him, you know, as Cobb Vance back as his character and Justified, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because I think they're getting back. Cool. I think they're getting back most of the original cast as well.
Oh, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Then another thing that came out this week, something that is very exciting for me, of course. I know Renee, you're excited about the Star Wars-y stuffs. But we got news that Bo-Katan is getting her own series.
Her own spinoff series. I guess she's gonna fill the gap left by Gina Carano.
Yeah.
And whatever she was supposed to do. Yeah, I'm excited for this, man. Another Mandalorian related show with Bo-Katan and whoever they bring with her crew. I really hope they keep bringing in people from the expanded universe. One of the really cool things about the stuff that Disney's been doing now is that they've been pulling stuff from pre-Disney stuff, canon story stuff, and like post-Disney stuff from the expanded universe. And the possibilities are endless of all the stuff that they're using and that they're bringing together to make these shows and the extra characters and stuff that we've never seen before. I think this is a really, really good idea. Yeah, I can't wait for this one, man. I'm so happy that this what's her name is gonna have her own show.
Yeah, again. Katie Sackhoff's coming back too.
Yeah. I'm psyched. I think it was one of the things I saw pop up yesterday when I was in the hospital, and I was like, yeah, man, I'm so down for this.
It's fucking rad, dude. It's fucking exciting. I cannot wait for this shit, because like she was pretty badass in just a few episodes that she was in Mandalorian recently, and then of course she's actually really good in as a voice of Bo-Katan in Rebels and stuff like that.
And Clone Wars,
yeah. So the fact that they're gonna actually bring her whole character into live action for more than just a couple episodes, it's fucking fantastic.
That is.
You'll probably get to see Mandalore finally.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be really fucking cool.
Yeah, because remember, at the end of Mandalorian season two, I mean, they're in the middle of doing season three now, which I guess will lead into Bo-Katan.
Mm-hmm.
She's supposed to be the next leader of Mandalore, but the Djinn, whatever. This guy, the Mandalorian, has the Darksaber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm totally down for this, man. I'm actually really psyched.
Hell yeah. Super fucking psyched. It's something that I'm kind of psyched for. I don't know if you guys are psyched for this last one, but I'm a big fan of Bob's Burgers.
Me too.
And we got a trailer for the Bob Burgers movie, which I was not expecting. I was not expecting for them to actually come out with a movie for this.
I've heard rumors and speculation and stuff for the last couple of years about this happening.
Okay.
Like the rumors about a Bob's Burgers movie hitting theaters predates COVID. Like I think I heard it like 2019.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm excited. I'm a huge fan of the series. We're caught up to everything that aired on Hulu right now. My wife and I realized that we had not watched any of season 12, and we're like, oh shit, and like, so we put it
damn
on. Yeah, and so like we watched the 10 or 12 episodes that were up there in the course of like 3-4 days.
Nice.
Because it's such a great fucking show.
It is.
I'm excited for this movie. And knowing that Bob's Burgers has been on the air for so long and now it's getting its own film.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's wild because like I still remember sitting in my bedroom, which is the house that I live in now, but you know, way back when, before I moved in here with my family.
Right.
So sitting in my bedroom and I'd watch the Fox lineup because I had cable at the time, and it'd be like Simpsons, Family Guy, American Dad. And it's like, oh, there's this new show, Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, let me see what this is. And I put it on. I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty funny. Let's see you next week. And it's hard to believe that it's well over 10 years that mm-hmm. they aired the episode where they ran their apartment as an Airbnb. And it was
that was so good.
And like the yes. S&M couple.
Uh-huh.
Sneaking out of the window, you know, like, because, like, Linda was basically driving everybody nuts.
Uh-huh.
She does. And knowing that, like, we've been seeing the Belchers, you know, in all their, like, ridiculousness for the last 10 years. And all that, and as the show's progressed, all the different characters we've seen, like their friend, Regular Size Rudy. Which makes the fucking sense. Like, why is he regular size?
Yeah.
you know, and then like knowing that they've had well over 200 episodes of mm-hmm. all different multiple burgers of the day. In some episodes, it's like at least two. Knowing that they've had non-repeating businesses next door. And all the clever puns of a name. And then, of course, all the different, like, the exterminator vans always, like, matching some color, you know, or some sort of, like, theme thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's wild. And then think about characters that we're not going to see anymore, like Jimmy Pesto, who was part of the insurrection last January.
Oh, my God.
And I've noticed this, too, like, with a handful of episodes in season 12 that we watched. there's not been one interaction between Bob and Jimmy Pesto. The restaurant's really there in the background, yeah, but there's not been... Jimmy Jr. has been on the show because it's John Benjamin.
Right, but, of course.
Like, there's been nothing of Jimmy Pesto.
That's hilarious.
So we've got to wonder, are they going to write him off? Business going to close? Are they going to just recast the voice? I mean, we'll see what happens.
Wait. Hold on. I just got that. Yeah. So the voice actor, was that the insurrection or the character? Or the voice actor?
The voice actor.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So the voice actor of Jimmy Pesto got fired from Bob's Burgers because he was at the January 6th insurrection.
That's hilarious.
And,
way to go, dude. Wow. Right?
Way to ruin your fucking career.
He's not the only one either. Wow. I'm sorry, but I have no sympathy for that shit. I have no sympathy for that shit. That's nuts, dude. I like Bob's Burgers. I'm actually gonna like start watching it again because like I didn't realize it was 12 seasons, man. I saw the first season, but like I've seen episodes here and there, and every episode that I've watched has been really good and really entertaining. I missed the trailer this week, so I'll definitely check it out.
It looks fun.
It's a small teaser, but it's enough where it shows you something's happening. You know, like without telling you anything, because it's the fucking Belchers.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys know that like my mom lives with like the crazy old man and shit. That's her companion. So Megan and I basically, she actually thought of it. Now I can't unsee it, but. But her companion is basically Teddy.
Nice.
Rambles, fixes things. And then, like, she was just out by you guys for New Year's.
Nice.
Because that's where his sister lives. And basically, the way she was describing her, it's like, holy shit. It's Linda's sister, Gail.
Yeah, there's a lot of them down here like that, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. That's very typical Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. Is there anything else you guys want to add to the episode this week?
The Batman thing that happened this week while I was in the hospital was they announced that the Batman, which is coming out March?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's gonna be PG-13.
And it's a hard PG-13.
Yeah, which like it doesn't really bother me. I don't think we'll ever get a mainstream R-rated Batman.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think maybe we might get like an extended edition of this movie with like hard violence and have it be unrated. Because the fight scenes in the trailer look fucking brutal. So like I wasn't surprised that it was PG-13. Doesn't bother me that's PG-13. The reaction from the fucking internet though was pretty funny. Like again, like who the fuck thought this was gonna be an R-rated thing? It's Batman. It's you can't have an R-rated Superman movie and you can't have an R-rated Batman movie. It's just not the way it works. The R rating is still a big, you know, it's a big no-no for this kind of stuff. And remember, this stuff is really mainstream. You can do with animated stuff. They've done it with the Dark Knight movie, and even the Long Halloween, which is pretty recent. It's pretty hardcore. And even the Killing Joke, too, I think that might have been maybe an R or unrated. But I don't think we'll see a live-action R-rated movie. I just thought it was funny the way everybody started, like, flipping out about it. Like, oh, it's going to suck. No, it's just
going to be not, because we've never seen a rated R Batman movie.
Yeah, like, I was just like...
Come on, people.
It ain't Watchmen. It's Batman.
Right. Batman's always been somewhat PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're having a hard enough time just having him just go down on fucking... Catwoman, they're gonna
in a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, exactly in a cartoon, and then you expect them to actually put a rated R live action? The fuck out of here, people!
These are the same people that got pissed off that Chris Pratt is Mario. It's like or any other thing that we've talked about in the last like 200 episodes
in like the last 10 years that we've been talking about shit. Yeah,
it's like get over it. It is a fictional character.
Even the Mario actor was like, yo, guys, you gotta get over it. Like, I couldn't do this for 2 hours. Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it really doesn't. You need a real actor sometimes.
Mario doesn't even talk in the fucking games. He doesn't talk.
He just has little zingers here and there.
Not even. Like, I'm playing
the fucking... It's me!
Yeah, that's it. Like, that's all he says. Like, I'm playing the RPG and he doesn't even fucking talk in there. They make jokes about the fact that he doesn't talk in there. And I'm just like, really? This is your hill? I'm like, come on, guys. Like, I keep remembering this old Saturday Night Live sketch when, I mean, this is old. This is like in maybe late 80s, early 90s, where William Shatner hosted it. And you guys know the sketch I'm talking about?
I don't remember. I think I got an idea.
All right, so it's on YouTube and it's on Hulu because I saw it pretty recently. And I was cracking up because a lot of people have never seen it. So basically, it's you know, William Shatner at a Star Trek convention, and when he's at he's supposed to talk at a panel, and when they start asking him all these Star Trek questions, he doesn't know the answers, and then finally he snaps and he's like, "Get a life." It was a TV show, for fuck's sake. Get a life. It's not real. And then, like, at the end of the sketch, they're like, oh, he was just playing the mirror version of Captain Kirk. And that's me now. I'm like, just get a life. It's not real. It's just enjoy it. Whatever the fuck it is. Like, relax. And for me, the fucking crazy nerd asshole to say that, you got to listen to me now, man. Like, people got to chill the fuck out. Like, enjoy your entertainment. It's what it is. It's entertainment. I mean, this week I saw somebody. There's a tweet going around about Boba Fett where some fucking like incel nerd was like, Boba Fett should be R-rated, like the Punisher show on Netflix. Blah, 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 blah. And my goal in my nerddom, I said in a tweet today too, like my goal in my Star Wars nerddom and my Boba Fett obsession and nerddom is to never sound or look as stupid as that. As much as I say all this crazy shit, like I understand that, you know. You can't have that. And yeah. And when it comes to certain things in entertainment, man, just enjoy what you have. And if you don't like Absolutely. It, don't fucking watch it. No one's forcing mm-hmm. you to watch any of this shit. And I know Basically. I've said some stupid shit about some of the shows lately, but none of those shows and none of those stories and none of those creators owe anyone else anything. All right? Wow. It's art. And art's supposed to be subjective. And not everyone's going to like it. And it's not going to be for everyone. So just fucking enjoy it. Life's too fucking short, man. Just enjoy it. Have fun. Like,
yeah, exactly.
There's way too much shit going on in the real world that is like so much worse than what people realize is going on. So mm-hmm. just fucking relax and just enjoy what you want to enjoy. And if you don't like it, you don't want to see it, don't watch it. Tweet about it, whatever. But like, you know, go outside, get some air. Like,
or like if you're like you're stuck on the couch and you're watching, you know, things and you're hating it, you have the remote. Change yeah. the fucking channel.
There's so much other shit to watch and
shit. Yeah, it's 2022. Like this week alone, there have been like millions of hours of shit dumped onto every streaming service.
Yep.
Just fucking enjoy it.
Yeah.
Be happy that you're living in 2022 to enjoy all this shit.
Yeah, with more than just three channels on your TV.
Yeah, right. I mean, we have a Boba Fett show, dude.
We have a Boba Fett show. And then it's like we're living in shit times. It's like we lost Betty White at the end of 2021 and we lost Bob Saget in the beginning of 2022.
Yeah. That was fucking crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Sad shit, dude.
It is sad.
The fact that he was out here. He was out here secondly in Orlando.
Not even an hour away from us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah.
Fucking sad, yeah.
Heart attack in his sleep.
You know what pissed me off too? Like as soon as he died, people were talking shit about him, and I was just like, "Yo, like relax, dude. Like just you know, let him die in peace." Like,
yeah.
You no, didn't but know the, him, the, so what the fuck?
Something that came up online was also that John Lovitz basically tweeted out, basically saying like, "Yo, thank TMZ for fucking letting his family know instead of fucking letting the family just know ahead of time before the fucking."
Wow, that's fucked up. I mean, TMZ is like the worst fucking thing on the planet. Pretty much.
They're the biggest piece of the shit out there.
That's fucked up, man. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad shit, dude. Yeah. So rest in peace, Bob Saget. Yeah. The world's famous TV dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like.
And American Home Videos. I saw him more than American Home Videos because I never watched Full House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love them in Full House. We watched both.
In my family, but like, I mean, just you ever suck dick for marijuana?
Yeah. Yeah, from home, half baked. Boo this man. Boo.
I've sucked dick for coke. I've seen it.
Yeah, he's funny, man. He's a really talented guy, and apparently a really nice guy in real life too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you've never heard a bad Bob Saget story.
Yeah,
he was great in Entourage, and he was like playing like a crazy version of himself. I remember that too.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I don't think I've ever watched that episode of Entourage.
Look it up. It's definitely on HBO Go. He plays like a hooker loving version of him. It's actually really good. It's a really good episode. It's one of the best ones actually.
Okay, I'll check it out. I'll definitely check it out. Anything else we want to add to this week?
Wear a mask, be safe, and just be kind to each other, man. Please.
Yeah. Yeah. So
put all the bullshit aside. Just fucking go outside and get some air. Don't hold grudges.
Yeah. Get some vitamin D.
Yo, and if you're listening to this and you sent me good vibes this week, because I was really freaking the fuck out, man. Thank you. I kind of feel lost and alone down here a lot of the times, and it just felt nice to not feel like that. I mean, I know I have Brian and I have Steve, but like sometimes it's really hard. So like, yo, thank you guys so much, man, because you have no idea how helpful that was for me in the hospital, right? So thank you guys. And thank you, Steve, man. You're the best roommate I ever had. You're one of the best friends I ever had, man. He's like the only roommate that hasn't like tried to fuck me over in any single way, shape, or form, or try to kill me. So like, props to Steve.
No worries. I'm not trying to kill anybody. Yeah. No.
You'll kill us all with your kindness.
Yeah, I think that's more like it. But yeah, you guys, make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We got It's Poppin'. We got Bright Street Presents. We also have Comics, Code Sabora, Manga Time, Anime World, First Watch, the InterCity Geeks Turntable, InterCity Geeks First Watch. What else was there? Good Games. So much shit over there. Go check all that shit out. Then we got links to some pretty cool fucking places. We got links to Amazon. We get your first month free of Amazon Prime. Because who doesn't like Amazon Prime? I know I do. I fucking love that shit. Then we also have SoSick Clothing Company. It's a cool place for cool shirts, hats, and stuff. So check them out. SoeSic clothing.co. And get 15% off if you type in InterCity Geeks. Then we have some beardly goodness at a Beard Octane. Type in ICG10 for 10% off of your first purchase for any purchase. Off of some beard bombs, boils, oils. Wow, what the fuck? Some beard bombs.
You buy boils?
All the beardly goodness. Go check that out at fucking Beard Octane. Type in ICG10 for 10% off. Then we got CBDMD. Check out CBDMD over there. Then we also have Sideshow Collectibles, because who doesn't fucking like toys? Check them out over there. And then you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast. But the best place to fucking find it is on motherfucking Spotify. So do go check us out on all those places. And then you can find us on the socials. You can find us on the Twitter at InterCity Geeks, on Instagram at InterCity Geeks, on the Facey Space at InterCity Geeks. And where can we find you guys? Brian, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me somehow not slipping and sliding in this uncomfortable chair today.
Nice.
It's always an adventure with this chair.
Hell yeah.
You can find me on all the social medias too. You can check out Twitter, BRI_2J. Bright2J. Really wish they'd let me get rid of that underscore. You check out my Instagram, Bright2J Presents. You can check out Bright2JPresents.com. You can check out the YouTube channel. I got, you know, just uploaded the video for the Stormtrooper from Diamond Select, so shout out to them.
Nice.
That went up last night around 1. So, because I didn't think it was going to fucking take so long to upload.
Well, because all the rendering and all that shit, right? That should take forever.
But it's weird because like Spider-Man went up in like 15 minutes last week, but like Stormtrooper took forever.
Yeah, because they're trying to balance out all the extra white in the episode.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, check that out. It's up. It's gonna go up on the. It's gonna go up on my website probably after we wrap this. Got some stuff on the way. You know, got a couple more things to review over the next couple of days and shit. So it's gonna be actually like a groove again on the show.
Do it.
Like I said, cut my finger mid review, and it was so fucking weird that I just kept going. I guess I got that.
Did you bleed for your craft?
Right. And then like, I don't know if they're gonna be next or not, but like the Diamond Select, Omni-Man and Invincible figures I got.
So pretty.
Just like they got so there was misinformation. I didn't get them from Diamond. I got directly, but my wife surprised me. It was like a late Christmas gift. My wife surprised me with a late Christmas gift, and it was those.
Hell yeah.
There's limitations, which I'll get into more in the review, so you'll have to just wait and see, but pretty solid pieces.
Fuck, and it
actually made me restart Invincible, which is one of the other things I was watching this week.
Nice.
So, yeah, find me on those. Check me out. Hit like, comment, share, hit the notification bell thing, and all that shit.
Yeah.
And that's me. Where could we find you?
Renee, where can we find you, sir?
I'm DarthBX on Instagram and Twitter, DarthBX, and yeah, that's where I am.
Sweet. And then you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that wraps it the fuck up for this week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking us out. Thanks you for just sitting here with us as we talk about the goodness for the week. Hope you guys have an awesome week, and don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
My dad, we had a very weird existence. I was 11 and he was a meat executive. He was like a head of meat. He was a meathead basically. And he would just tell me sick shit, which is why I became a comedian before I did anything else. We would be in a restaurant, this is true, and he was sitting next to me and he had a menu and he said, tonight's specials are cake and cock and they're out of cake. And I was like, I'm 11. I like cake. They don't have cake? He was a sick guy, really funny, but just said weird stuff. He went through the depression. He would say jokes like, ask me how I slept last night. How'd you sleep? Like a baby with your mom's tit in my mouth. I'm like, oh my God, I want to be emancipated, you creepy man. I didn't know what he was talking about. He would do dumb things. He said, I read the newspaper today. I think it was a misprint. I didn't know if the guy shot himself or shit himself. Just a walking rim shot, the whole thing. He was a supermarket person. Supermarkets. He said that one day AMP was going to merge with Stop and Shop and be Stop and Pee. He's not here anymore. How you doing, sir? He told me a joke. This is a really weird joke. I shouldn't share it. Okay, but you insisted. This is an old school joke from the Depression. So this is it. A guy goes into a house of ill repute, which I didn't even know what that meant. I was 11 years old. It doesn't mean nothing. And that's how I talk, means nothing. And the guy says, what do you have for a dollar? So that's around this time when this place was built. Now, 20 years earlier, forget the fucking facts. Listen to the joke. So this guy goes into a house of ill repute and says, what do you have for a dollar? And the proprietor, I don't know what proprietor means. He says, I'm 11. He says, go upstairs and make a right and sit on the bed and you'll know what to do. And the guy goes upstairs and sits on a bed and a little door opens up. And a chicken comes into the room. This is foul. And we laughed. And the guy, I'm 11, the guy, as my dad tells me, does his business with the chicken. That's fucking nothing to me. I don't know what that does his business. What are you, like, shaking hands? Willie Loman, you got briefcases? I don't know. And then he says, and then the chicken is disgusted, and he leaves. He's angry. That's correct. You know what I'm talking about. Chicken goes away. And the guy goes away, and he comes back the next day, and he says to the proprietor, I'm 11, I swear to you, I didn't even have a pube. I didn't know what my dad was talking about. Well, I had one pube, and I put it under the pillow for the pube fairy to come. And he came on my pillow, which was really bad. But So the guy comes back and he says, I want my dollar back. And the proprietor says, oh, no, no, sir. Good, sir. Because it was much more official. He said, I'll make it up to you. Go up the stairs this time and make a left and you won't want your dollar back. And guy goes, okay, goes up the stairs, makes a left, sits down in a screening room, bunch of guys in raincoats. There's a big curtain opens up and there's a porn thing going on, a bunch of people like at some orgy. And I'm 11. I don't know what anything he's talking about means. And he says, and the guy turns to the guy next to him and says, boy, this is something. And the other guy says, you should have been here yesterday. Some guy was fucking a chicken. It's a long way to go. But that's my childhood. And my parents were together for 65 years. She loved him to death. And my mother's still alive. She can hear you right now. She's outside driving around. She is 87 and she still drives. I got her a prescription Winfield. So, and I got the first alert. You know that thing where you fall and you can't get up or something? She hits the button and it calls the first people that I want there, which is the caterer. That's specifically a Jewish person's kind of joke. Any Jewish people here? Did you have a coupon? How'd you go about that? You applaud that. That does not help. I'm actually Jewish. I'll be showing you in just a few minutes. We'll bring the jib in close. I call it a jib to show my giblets. I actually have been circumcised 9 times. Enjoy the calamari.